Cruz embraces Walker as Palin looks on. And Courtney catches Kendall in bed with Scott. Today on Hookin' Up. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we put Lyle through the ringer during the mother of all hotlines, plus all the news that isn't, and a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Well, I gotta mention.
And now, the man who wonders why he doesn't get to walk back his remarks, Michael Feldman.
Yeah, I'm walking back what I just said earlier. Yeah, you can walk. Oh, come on. All right, all right, all right, but the same response without the sign. See, not quite as good. It was not quite as good. It was good. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Yeah, anyhow, Hooking Up is my new gig. So I hope you listen in to that. It's going to be on the Fox Network.
Of course.
Hooking Up with Michael Feldman. Boy, that doesn't have a ring to it at all, does it? The only one I've been following, so I'm following all these hookups that are going on here, and I don't know most of the people involved, so it's tough. The only one I don't get right now is this D'Angelo Russell, Nick Young, and Iggy Azalea triangle. Yeah, you too, huh? Okay. Like, who's the apex on the triangle? Well, in other news, not other non-news, Wisconsin is besieged with idiots spouting nothings, or the primary, which is exactly the wrong way to get a badger's attention. You know, come to Wisconsin, there's entirely wrong approach. Don't you agree? It's not how we roll. And the barrels are rolling, but we don't roll that way. You want to get a badger's attention? Three easy steps. Number one, how's it going? Number two, not too bad. And number three, okay then. Don't even mention your name. If we don't know who you are now, we're not going to vote for you anyway, so forget it. And it's calling attention to yourselves. We don't do that, so. All right, it's the battle for the soul of the Republican Party, kids, so get out your electron microscopes. All right, I thought that was very clever. Audience did not agree. DNA. In other non-news, the State Department hands off Hillary's emails to the FBI for an end run around the nomination. Okay. I never said that. Next, never said it. And how about that rogue FBI? It's now the FBBD, the Federal Bureau of Back Doors. So you got a phone that needs hacking? FBBD. It's a new FBI. Usually I tear these off before because I don't want to sound like Paul Harvey. Here, does this sound like Paul Harvey? Nope. Page two. Here's a headline in from Narnia. Slack, a leading unicorn, racks up $20 million in funding. I have no idea what that means. Let's see. Other news. The best rollout for a non-existent car ever. 200,000 pre-orders for the Tesla to nowhere. It's like selling the Batmobile, you know? Only you don't have it. It would be like a bit to a lot of people selling the same Batmobile you don't have. Okay, how about this then? Viagra for women not working. The focus now goes to finding something that combats Viagra for men. Yeah. Put something else in their bottles. Put Viagra for women in their bottles. That should do it. I say their bottles because I would never think of using Viagra. Let's see here. My vision is blurred enough. I don't really need like blue. God, everything's blue. I went through that. That was the psychedelic years. We don't need that now. California increases minimum wage to $15 an hour, and Tijuana is a ghost town. Ciudad Muerta, ladies and gentlemen. Can't find a Hirachi sandal for amo nor dinero down there now. Don't even think about those rawhide seat covers. Looking at them, look pretty good. All right, this is all curling up on me. See, this is, everything is going this way. My ad-libs are curling up on me. Okay, here's another one I don't get. Oculus founder hand-delivers first Rift. I have no idea what that means either, but I can enjoy it for the innuendo it gives. Anyway, so far one guy from Kansas met with the Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland, but just to give him directions, because he's from Kansas and that's what they do. A quick turn to the right there, right where the silo used to be. Obama offers to tango with Hillary. She turns him down. Just short of an endorsement would be a tango with Barack Obama. In fairness, he offered to tango with Bernie as well. Also declined. Georgia governor vetoes religious freedom law as deceptive advertising. A court in India ruled that a wife's fat elephant taunt to her husband is grounds for divorce. If it was here, I'd have like 1,000 divorces that I qualify. So if you need a divorce, better call Mike. Here, a wife calls you a fat elephant here, besides the redundancy of that, you know. It's grounds for Spanx. So look out, honey, you got some Spanx coming. You know, an ex hijacks an airliner just for a last crack at me, I'd give it a rethink. I thought she was rather ungracious about the whole thing. Told me it was the same old, you know what. I'm crazy. Page 4. Damn. I have this cheap legal pad. They're on sale, and I gotta save every penny now. Hillary in Wisconsin, they're all here. They're all here. Trust me, they're all here. Hillary drank her first beer in La Crosse. That was cool. And then she put away 5 more. That's just the way things are going. Bernie Sanders went to Kenosha where he shook hands at the Rambler plant. A little embarrassing to counteract what happened there, actually. Then he went up to Lake Mills, right across from the Friedrich place up there in Lake Mills, to motocross at Aztalan. That's Bernie, number 287. Feeling the burn. Feeling the burn, and that's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Always leave, I'm an upper. Don't leave, I'm thinking. The worst thing you can do is leave them thinking. Not about introspection, these monologues, except for me.